Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J.
Trisha. Erdo.
Oh. Erdo.
Trisha.
Trisha and Eric and Kathleen will be back in 20 minutes.
And Barbara Paul bringing us into the show with Don't Let the Party End, of course, from the new movie Southbound. We will be reviewing it a little bit later, and you know how that we love those songs made scary by horror movies.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes.
We do, or you do?
Well, I do especially.
I don't like horror movies. I am so sorry to say that. It scares me.
Well, Don't Let the Party End is played in Southbound at a very key scene that will, you'll never hear this song the same ever again. I've never heard it before in the first place.
Yeah.
Exactly. But after you see the movie, it will have a new meaning. You've heard it now, so.
You've heard it live on 1480.
Breakthrough Entertainment.
Yes, it's true.
Starring Dave Isaac.
And?
Joseph J. Erdo.
And?
Trisha.
In a small,
but
crowded
the kicker is that, you know, Dave's head's getting a little bit big here. He's really feeling the superstar thing here. He's even wearing his sunglasses inside the studio.
We've got the lights in here that are a little bit dimmer than usual, yet Dave has sunglasses on.
Yes.
Yeah,
is
that?
And then he's having to squint at the computer screen.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not squinting. It actually works really lovely.
It probably clears up the glare on your screen.
He's trying to figure out who this
are
hour
they polarized.
Who this hour is brought to us by.
That's a no-brainer. I can tell you who this hour is
Alexander.
And Alexander's All Care Automotive.
That's right.
And you know why?
No.
Because Alexander is awesome. He is the best mechanic. You know, we were just talking. When I was in Hawaii, and I was talking to somebody, one of my family members that lives over there, and my son said, "Hey, you know, how come I don't see a lot of ads for mechanics around here?" And he goes, "Well, because they don't need to advertise or anything, because it's all word of mouth. You find somebody you love that you can trust, and they don't need to advertise because everybody's going to go to them." And it's kind of the same, you know, family or Ohana mentality that we have with Alexander, because he treats us like family. He's awesome. He's talented. He knows his stuff, and he'll go that extra mile for you. So, yep, that's an easy no-brainer.
But do you, what, you know, I don't know how to get a hold of him.
That's
it's
right.
Alexander's Dave. All Care Automotive.
Yes.
.com.
No. I don't think. Oh, I don't know. Actually, is that his way? I don't use his website, because you know what? We call and we talk to Alexander
because he's friendly. But yes, Dave knows how to get in touch with him. Really,
I talked to him the other day.
Yep.
And this is how you talk to him: 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. And he's at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix. You know, I don't care where he is. I would drive far, far, far to visit Alexander. He's so honest, integrity. He's just a good guy.
And AlexandersAutoRepair.com.
Thank you so much. That is Alexander's Auto Repair. And so again,
.com?
Yeah, .com. 602-956-3781. Call Alexander. Say Dave said hi.
And Trisha.
And Trisha, even Joseph J, but I don't think he knows you yet.
No, he
does. He know Eric?
He doesn't. But you know what?
He
everyone can know us and know what we look like if they join us on stream. STRE.AM.
Wow, that was like a freeze
for a second.
Slash Break Radio Show. That's our in-studio webcam where you can see us and join in and participate. And everyone's very, very excited right now.
Really?
Because they're going to see two of our in-studio guests.
Who are they?
I think you're the one who's really excited.
Well, but she's got a guy coming this time, too.
I know.
So
and
sure college won the poll.
But you know what I have to tell you?
Yeah?
What do you have to say?
I love the male group's name.
Yes, I
love it. I love
Eric
it, but
Kathleen.
it also sounds like a stripper name. I'm just saying.
Oh my
I
God.
Told Eric and
you
Kathleen when they,
what is
that,
it,
that we have in studio guests, and
yeah,
Kathleen
first name's
says
Chip.
The post
second
office.
Name's Dale.
The post
two guys, Chip and Dale.
No, the middle name's in
Ariana Torman and Eric Kausen on behalf of
what
ASU.
A cool name.
And on behalf of the ASU Pitchforks and Priority Mail.
MALE, ladies.
Ooh, that's
but
what they
no,
call
they
me.
Are not a male stripper
what
group.
What did you say?
I said MALE, not MAIL.
Oh,
it's priority male, as in yes.
What is a priority male?
That's what they call me at the bar crawl.
No, they call you something that starts
no,
with
that's,
free.
That's their name. preteen?
No. I think Eric gets it.
I think they might be calling me.
I said,
all right.
So if they're calling you.
Possibly. I don't know if they're outside. I'm not sure.
But they're afraid of that alley again.
They probably are afraid of that alley. Yeah, you want to check and see?
I can do it.
You're sending a woman out to the alley? She's going to the alley.
The scary, dark alley.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's them. But I can't answer if it's on the phone. But
I know many people named Allie.
And how are they? Nice?
Very.
McBeal?
No, Allie, who's that one that said, I'll never have to say I'm sorry or something?
Allie McGraw.
Yeah, that one.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
From
is that
a love
true,
story.
By the way?
No, actually, it's not true because I often have to say I'm sorry when I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, very often. Like,
yeah,
very
you have to apologize to every one of them.
Yeah, I have to, you know, just like from the get-go, it's like, I'm sorry, but I'd like to ask you out. I'm sorry again for bothering you.
I'm sorry, I don't have what it takes.
Am I going to have to, or Eric is going to have to give you lessons, right?
Yes,
I'm Eric,
sorry.
Eric, you want to give him lessons?
I'm sorry for even talking to you. Yes.
Yeah?
But,
So, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll bring him on in a minute.
Oh,
we've got to.
That's called the.
We'll bring him in a minute. So.
Yeah, right. There they are.
But thank you very much, Tricia.
I don't recognize. Was she one of the pitchforks that were here before?
Yeah, Ariana Torman. Yeah, she
I
was
recognize
here.
Recognize her.
Yeah.
You did?
And actually, our stream friends don't even. They won't recognize her because we were on Meerkat at the time.
Just simply.
But some of our watchers on stream.
Yeah, some
came
of them have switched
Meerkat.
Over. Right, exactly.
There was a switchover?
They did.
Yeah.
When was the switchover occurring?
I'm sorry.
Did you send out a press release or a memo or something?
Right. But we've got a great show, of course.
No,
we also
tell the doctors in Sweden you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
What if they said, whoops, I'm sorry?
Yeah,
that would not
be good.
No.
But we also, like I said earlier, we will be reviewing Southbound, a new horror movie. It's an anthology film. We also have on the writer-director of one of those vignettes from the movie, David Bruckner. He's made a lot of different horror movies and thrillers, including Signal, one of my favorites, The Signal.
Oh, I never saw that. Was it good?
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Joseph, you're wearing my headphones. I want them back.
Okay, we can switch during the break.
By the way, I've been catching up on a lot of the movies that we've reviewed over the last
And how do you like them?
Some good, some bad. Green Inferno was one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen in my life.
You know, I actually like that one.
Yeah, it was so bad.
It was on my best list.
And I don't like those type of movies, but I thought it was sort of okay.
It's very fascinating.
Yeah.
No, and then South American one, Wild Tales, or what was that called?
Yeah, right. Wild Tales.
That was good.
That was really
good. The wedding one was the best.
That was I didn't like the wedding one that
much. Oh, that was funny.
I liked
the
honeymoon.
In the car.
No, the honeymoon scene in the car.
The car one was good, too.
No, the honeymoon scene
you
in the car.
You didn't see Wild Tales. A honeymoon scene
I
in the car.
The
that
Tales.
Was a different
Now, wait a minute.
Movie.
Is it T-A-I-L-S or T-A-L-E-S?
T-A-L-E-S.
Oh, okay. Because it sounded like you guys are telling some wild T-A-I-L-S.
Well, another movie that you're going to have to put on your list, possibly, we'll tell you if it's any good, Forsaken. It's a new Western movie. Of course, you like those, right?
Yeah, is Liam Neeson in it?
No,
this is Kiefer Sutherland with his father, Donald
good.
Sutherland,
he's
for the
good.
First time, Demi Moore. And quite a cast.
Yeah,
Demi Moore
great
has
cast.
A job.
Well,
yes. Yeah.
Yes. We'll also be speaking.
When she wants to.
We'll also be speaking with the director of that film, John Cassar. So that's very exciting.
Is that the Tales of the Crypt?
And no,
that's Cassar.
That's Forsaken. Cassar.
But
that's
I was
Cassar.
Close.
Oh, that was close. That's the same thing I was thinking.
But Dave doesn't even know about this.
I
also,
don't.
In the next hour, we'll be speaking with one of our favorite guests. Actress Christine Weatherup, of course, from Bread and Butter. She's going to be telling us about her new film that's at the Sedona Film Festival, and she's bringing a special guest, writer-director Jody McVeigh Schultz.
You mean they're here?
They'll be here. They'll
in
be
studio?
Here. No. No.
Oh.
She'll be here.
Was that the writer of Bread and Butter or the main star?
That's the main star of Bread and Butter, and this is a different
But she was
filmmaker.
In studio at one point, right?
She was in studio at one point, and then she
that was
won't
a
come
great
in studio because I keep
because
flirting
you
with her.
Molested her.
I didn't. I did not. Did? I did not.
Verbally.
I did. Swab.
Verbally, okay.
Well,
that happens.
I was debonair.
And that's why I had to say, I'm sorry.
She saw the intent behind his eyes.
She's very pretty.
She's got beautiful
blue eyes.
Blue eyes.
She's gorgeous,
but that was a great movie.
Yes.
Truly one of my favorites so far at any film festival. I really love that movie, and we'll have to ask, you know, did it how it's doing.
We'll be seeing her up at Sedona.
Yes, she'll be at Sedona with a new film called Echo Lake.
Echo Lake. I saw that preview.
Yes.
I don't know what it's
about.
The
trailer. We saw the trailer.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I didn't see the trailer.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
That's right. He read about it when. Yeah.
But I was like looking at like, oh, all these films there.
And speaking that's of Sedona, of course, Sedona. In the 11 o'clock hour.
Yes. Guess what?
What?
We have at 11 o'clock, I'm going to say it this way. We're going to have James Brolin's sister-in-law, Josh, and same person, Josh Brolin's step-aunt, Elliot Gould's ex-sister-in-law, and none other than Barbara Streisand's half-sister, Rosalind Kind.
What is this, the Six Degrees of Separation show?
But no, actually, I mean, these are
actually
really close.
Each one of those is only like 1 degree or 2 degrees of separation.
No, it's 1 degree.
This girl's connected. Is what he's trying
Not
to say.
Not only that, she's a tremendous talent. She
and I
did,
shouldn't call her a girl. She's a lady.
Yeah, but she a very, very talented, great voice. Looks like Barbara Streisand, sounds like Barbara Streisand, her own talent in her own right, and she does very well. She was on Ed Sullivan. She did very well right out of high school. That was her first gig, Ed Sullivan. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good stuff, and she's going to be at the Sedona Film Festival. I forget which day, but she's going to be performing. Now, we do have also in the second at 11:15, David Alan Anderson, star of Fences. Oh, my gosh.
Phenomenal, phenomenal
I can't even express
play.
How this guy is the best actor I've ever seen. This is a good play. It's at the Herberger right now. I'd really highly recommend it. Then at 11:30.
And, of course, Fences is one of August Wilson's.
Yeah.
Books it's based on.
I really recommend this. This is, I can't even express how good this is.
Yeah.
It will be silence. Let's practice now.
No, we don't want that air.
Then we have at 11:30, Sandy Tung, writer, director, Evans Crime at Sedona Film Institute. I have not seen that, but we'll be anxious to hear what that's about. And then Kyle Hamm, Reparation is a movie he directed, and we'll talk about him about that movie as well. So,
well, and you know,
that's four interviews in an hour. I don't think we've ever done that, have we?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, we have.
Oh, yeah, we have. It's just we have to stay on track
because I also had a call in from Ryan Reynolds' sister's friend's cousin's
daughter's
niece.
Now, wait a minute. That's
a person who kind of knew this other person. I forget. Where was I? What was I saying?
Ryan Reynolds.
I got
Reynolds.
Too far away from
you
that.
Had me at Ryan Reynolds.
Well, yeah. They also wanted to be on, but I said, you know, it's packed show already. We'll see if we can get you on next week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see if we can get Ryan Reynolds' friends, sisters, brother-in-laws, cousins.
What do they do? Do they act
someone
or
they know
just
them?
By the
way? Oh, no. They like to
He's teasing talk. You about the way that you introduced Rosalind Kind.
And everybody else.
Because Rosalind Kind, like you said, she's actually known on her own, but he liked the fact that,
I was trying to figure
that it was
out.
Similar to your favorite soap
yes.
opera where everybody's connected to everybody
yes.
else.
I don't, you know,
they
I'm,
had an affair or you know, they
now,
got
we're
divorced
not suggesting
from or,
anyone had
well,
an affair.
No, but I'm saying on his favorite soap opera, they draw
entwined.
Those diagrams, you know, to show how everybody's connected to everybody else because they have limited actors and they keep increasing their storylines. It's the same sort of a thing the way you introduced her is all. But she's extremely talented and we're excited for her show.
Yes, no, it is. And speaking of soap operas, you know, Days of Our Lives, our guest Judy Evans, I listened to that interview, one of our best interviews
she's,
of all time.
We love
Judy. Last
she's
week
awesome.
On our Valentine's
she's
Day special.
She's one of the sweetest ladies.
Their fans are going wild. Her fans are going wild
on her
Facebook page.
Oh.
Over that interview.
Oh, really? Over the interview?
Yes, they love that interview.
I gotta look that up.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! So, and then also, speaking of people that we know.
Does she like,
wait a minute, was the interview where we were talking about the Christmas tree decorations? Because that was one of my favorites.
I had to do a lot of editing with that one.
Oh, come on.
I could do
wait
a lead
minute.
Role with her?
Wait a minute. Did you cut off what I think you cut
I
off?
I cut off.
Oh, wait,
oh no.
Why would you edit something that's going to be placed on the internet?
Exactly.
Well,
not smart.
It went over the air here.
Hello? Well, yes, exactly.
Hello? What was it?
When we were talking about hanging all the balls on the Christmas tree.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then it kind of digressed from there.
Yeah. No, I think we did a little too much on that one.
What show is she on?
One,
One day
at a time. No,
one day at a time.
Like we said,
we've got to stay on track. And I also wanted to mention someone else that
Days of our lives.
But I like Judy Evans.
Yes,
we
she's
love
a great guest.
Judy. Do I have a chance?
Evans.
No, she's got a husband. And
no,
a son.
You're married, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
let's see. He's married. She's married. But he still wants to know if he has a chance. Yes. She is going to come in studio.
I'm single and I don't have a chance.
Yeah, you do.
No, well...
Yeah, no,
now,
okay.
Wait a
you
minute.
Have a chance in H.
Okay, well, but anyway, I wanted to mention something else that happened this week, because, of course...
Was it good?
People that, yes, it was very good.
Good for you?
Good for everybody.
The radio show? Oh, sorry.
Calm down. Right. I'm leading into into the next song we're going to be talking about in a second, because someone else that I know, he was my pen pal when I was just a young lad.
I know who you're going to talk about.
Paul Rubens.
Is he going to call in?
A.K.A.
Well, we'll see.
Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman, of course, the new trailer came
the
out.
The nude
this,
or new?
The new trailer came out.
Well, you never
week.
Know with Pee Wee.
Come on. Pee Wee's Big
House.
Holiday.
Big Holiday.
Big Holiday.
That's right.
Pee Wee's
oh,
Big
movie?
Holiday.
Yeah.
New movie coming out next month, March 18th. I know where I'm going to be in front of Netflix watching Pee Wee's Big Holiday.
And Lindsay
McCormick.
He starts
thinking about
that's
Lindsay.
That's coming
movie.
Out that
yes.
day. We're going to have Ron. I talked to
yes.
your publicist.
Great. And this song, of course, is from Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
It is?
Breakfast Machine, Danny Elfman.
That sounds familiar.
Well, it's from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yes.
Have you seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Never. But Elfman.
Well, Danny Elfman sounds the
oh,
same.
Oh, that's
in
the Elfman.
It
in,
sounds like the
Keep
Simpsons.
The Faith.
And of course, no. I make my breakfast the way that Pee-wee makes it every day. I've got machines all over my house.
Just, do you?
Yeah.
And then the duck lays eggs.
Yeah. That's how it starts. The duck lays the egg, and then it rolls
I
down
the duck
tunnel.
Was a boy.
And then the cat
the
cracks the
eggs?
Egg. Huh?
Okay.
I'm kidding.
I know.
Dave, we got to stay on track because we got Rebel Wilson's sister's friend's niece on next.
Liam Neeson.
No, Ariana Torman and Eric Howson will be joining us after the break on behalf of the ASU Pitchforks and Priority Mail, MALE.
I have to
yes.
ask what that is, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.